AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Day one is wrapped up in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The prosecution began with opening statements in Donald Trump's hush money trial, saying he orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then it was the defense's turn, with Trump's lawyer telling jurors, spoiler alert, there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up stories about his sex life during the 2016 campaign, which he denies. After court, Trump said the day went well, but it's an unfair case.
They take this payment and they call it a legal expense, and you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail.
The trial ended Monday with David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, starting his testimony on the witness stand. He's back Tuesday. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Now that the House has approved it, Ukraine is anxiously waiting for President Biden to sign a new aid package. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Russia's been stepping up its attacks.
We're seeing them make incremental gains.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown told Congress last week Kyiv is being outgunned.
Ukraine right now is facing some dire battlefield conditions.
Zelensky says the president assured him of more long-range and artillery capabilities, and he's also hoping for more Patriot air defense systems from European Union members, though countries that have the high-tech batteries are hesitating to send them. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says each will have to make its own call.
Everything has been set. And a lot of things have to be done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, the Supreme Court wrestled with major questions about bans on homeless encampments. This is AP News. Work has started on a bullet train line from Las Vegas to Los Angeles.
Brightline West is the company that's aiming to lay 218 miles of new track between Las Vegas and another new facility in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Almost the full distance is to be built in the median of Interstate 15, with a station stop in San Bernardino County's Victorville area. Brightline received about $6.5 billion in backing from the Biden administration, including a $3 billion grant from federal infrastructure funds and approval to sell another $2.5 billion in tax-exempt bonds. It aims to be open to ticket holders by 2028, ideally in time for the Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. I'm Haya Panjwani.
New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone was ejected by Hunter Wendelstadt 5 pitches into today's game against the Oakland A's over a remark from a fan behind the dugout aimed at the umpire. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.